Dude, I'll tell you a bet. This would prove you I could.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising.
Yeah.
How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat.
No.
That's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising.
Yeah.
How high's the water, Mama?
Hey.
3 feet high and rising.
No.
How high's the water, Papa?
Fuck my ass. What else?
Well, the hives are gone. I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow tree.
Shut up!
Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama?
You know what I was thinking?
4 feet high and rising.
Yeah.
How high's the water, Papa?
What the
she
fuck?
She said it's 4 feet high and rising.
All right.
Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain.
Check it out.
4 feet high and rising.
Yeah.
How high's the water, Mama?
Please, don't offer me anything. I'll tell you what I want.
How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down.
Okay.
5 feet high and rising.
Yeah.
Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Give it to me.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
In the homo, they touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Oh, yeah, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming. Wow, what a desired time slot that is. Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Thanks to everybody in the Pal Talk room and all that goodness, but I can't go any further. No, we've reached that part of the show already. Yes, what part, you ask? That's right. You already know what it is. Rammstein! God damn it, bitches. Let's fade that out. Fade that out a little bit. You can only have so much Rammstein in one night. That's right. We've got a love connection going on, I think, between a certain sneakers and a certain my hair. I don't know how to shorten her name. But little Johnny Cash on the intro there, Germ Freak. What do you think of that?
Very enjoyable.
Yeah, 5 feet high and rising. Does that remind you of anything or make anything really, really stick out in your mind?
Nothing.
Not the brown cascading water that's floating down your basement walls?
I was afraid you'd bring that up.
Well, yeah, apparently a couple nights ago, was it, or was it last night?
It was last night. It was last night.
Last night, Germ's much talked about public toilet, the toilet he has downstairs that he lets guests use, and pretty much anybody else that's not him has exploded. Germ, why don't you, please, stop fidgeting and tell us about your shitty toilet.
Well, it's very simple. Usually, I have a 3-year-old son. His name is Luke.
Does he live on the second floor?
No.
Okay.
And he usually, when he takes a dump, he calls either me or my wife to wipe his ass. But
God, I wonder when I'm going to stop doing that. It really might be embarrassing for good old man.
What happened is he neglected to call myself.
Dad! 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 Dad, listen! Dad, let me ask you a question. You wipe my ass? Is that how he does it?
Pretty much. He just says, you know, somebody wipe me! Wipe me!
No, he doesn't fucking yell, wipe me.
He yelled, wipe me. He goes, wipe me! Both of my kids do that, but,
How old is the other one? I know Luca is a young boy.
No, it's Luke. Lives on his,
no, it's Luca. Well, he yells, wipe me, and so does your other kid?
Well, my daughter, Lauren, she sometimes yells that when she's lazy and she doesn't feel like wiping her own ass.
How much effort does it really take to wipe your ass? Like, that you could be so lazy that you demand your parents to do it for you? And how old is she, by the way?
She's 5.
5, okay. I could see maybe 5. I don't know. I don't have kids. I don't remember being 5. But I do remember you talking about your son, though. Wipe me! Wipe me! I'm on the second floor, Dad! Wipe me! Someone wipe me, for Christ's sakes! I'll flush it again! Listen! Hey! I piss on the second floor. Do you have to wipe the excess piss driblets off his dick too? I mean, or does he learn? Has he learned how to shake his own dick yet? Frank, are you upset with me?
No, not at all, not at all.
Oh, well, I asked you a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were commenting on the song. What was the question?
No, I asked you if he's learned to wipe the excess piss off his dick yet, or to shake it off.
He does not wipe the piss off his penis. He usually leaves little remnants on the rim of the toilet, and he just closes it right up.
It's nothing a sock can't fix, Jeremy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what you did that day was terrible and disgusting.
Yeah, I did it today too. Socked foot. Piss driblets absorbed. Back to the topic at hand, though, Jeremy.
Okay, thank you.
The supposedly public toilet in your house that young Luca.
Luca.
Do you hear something late at night and he calls up, wipe me? Anyway, he was using that. Was he using it and it exploded? Exactly what happened?
Well, if you allow me to finish, He chose to wipe himself while he was on a bowl, and apparently he put wads and wads of toilet paper in the toilet, and he flushed the toilet, and the toilet came to the surface. Did not yet flush over. It came to the surface. What I did. He called me up, he came downstairs, he said, Daddy, please come upstairs, you know. I go upstairs and I see that there's a toilet bowl and the water is literally, it's flush with the rim of the bowl.
How high is the water, Papa? Listen! So it's flush with the top of the bowl now.
Right. The water
brimming. Brimming exactly. With liquid shit and toilet paper.
Exactly.
Did you try to stay strong in front of your son and not look like a complete pussy?
No, I completely went off the wall and was cursing every type of obscene item you could say. But let me finish. The water was brimming. It was level with the rim of the toilet. And as you know, I'm not very mechanically inclined, so I felt I decided to flush it myself, and that's when the flood started.
Oh my God! So you just kept flushing a toilet that is running. Do you understand what flushing does?
Listen to me. I tried turning the water off, but underneath the bowl there, but it's all stuck and corroded. So I flushed the toilet. And little do I know that now the water is just flowing all over the place, all over the hardwood, into the dining room, into the family room, and it's seeped down into the basement.
So,
Hold on. Listen to me. I have a drop ceiling in my basement.
Not anymore.
And I have turds resting on the top of the drop ceiling.
Okay. All right. Where you live, most of your day is in the basement, and you have turds.
I have turds that are resting on the top of the drop ceiling.
I really wish I could not laugh at this and just fucking contain myself, but I think it's hilarious that just fucking 2 feet above your fucking ear-butted head, there's a log from young Luca.
Right. Well, it's not directly above me. It's in another part of the room. However,
did you move your entire desk just to be a little bit further away?
No. I'm in a sectioned off room of the basement. We have a playroom for the kids, and that's where it occurred. And the water dripped onto their toys, and now their toys are all contaminated and need to be destroyed immediately.
Well, like little shitty toys, though, right? I mean, it's not that expensive.
Right, you know, plastic craps.
Yeah, so just throw them out. Why haven't you cleaned the shit out of your fucking drop ceiling yet?
Well, I did. I took the tiles off, and I disposed of the shit on top of the...
All right, let's be honest here. How big of a dump was it? What's Luca putting out?
These are very small in comparison. Let me see if I can compare them to probably a little small little mini cupcake, if you will.
A mini cupcake?
Yes.
Wow. like rapid-fire cupcakes flying out of your son?
Yes.
I was kind of thinking it'd be more like rabbit pellets or raisinettes.
No, he has a nice load.
Isolate that. Somebody, do it for me. Never mind.
So I had to get rid of the ceiling a couple of ceiling tiles. I just tossed them out the window, and I put them in some trash bags. I have my surgical latex gloves I put on. I put on my...
You said it was okay because it's your family. You don't.
No. Listen to me. It's from the public toilets. Other people go in that public toilet. Don't you understand?
I do, but it's probably been bleached. You probably cleaned it.
It doesn't matter. It's still a public toilet. And
so
we've had...
You're under the impression that germs are impervious to bleach and will always be around no matter how much water chemicals has been rubbed and scrubbed on them.
When I flush a toilet and... raw sewage is overflowing into my bathroom from who knows where. It could be a goddamn neighbor's raw sewage. I'm putting on my surgical mask and gloves. Thank you.
Yeah, because your systems are both hooked up together. It's such that your son shoves fucking pounds of toilet paper down the pipe, and all of a sudden the Johnson shit is coming out, hanging on your fucking toilet seat now.
All the pipes are connected. So when they go into the common place... somebody's backwash can get into my toilet.
Let's say it can happen, right? When somebody stuffs fucking toilet paper down a fucking drain because they don't know how to wipe their ass yet, because they're used to yelling "wipe me" to somebody that's in a fucking basement. When that happens, it's usually just their shit. They've plugged up the fucking toilet, and nothing else can go down. So no more water that they flush will go down. It goes up. And what does genius dad do? You flush again. So, I mean, it's not going to be any of your neighbor's shit or anything like that. It's going to be just your son. It's going to be young Luke's.
But the water is coming back from the sewer pipe. It's flowing backwards like salmon.
Luke.
So, anyway, long story short, of course, my wife was not home at the time, and that made me even more nervous. So I just took rolls and rolls of paper towel and threw them in the floor of the bathroom to sop up the water. I started to dry heave.
Wait. Why wouldn't you just use a real towel?
I'm not going to use one of my towels that I put up my face, neck, and chest on the floor.
You won't think twice about throwing out a toilet seat and your kids' toys, but a fucking towel to soak up piss and shit is going to really set you back? Fucking $30 max on a towel?
Whatever. The paper towels were convenient, so I took about three or four rolls of paper towels, just unwound them, and I put them, put them in there. But what I did was I just rolled them up into balls and threw them on the floor.
And you started dry heaving.
I started to dry heave. I had to open the living room window, and I was spitting up a little bit outside. So then what I did was I waited for my wife to come home so she could clean it up.
So you left this entire mess?
Yes.
For your wife to clean up?
Yes.
What kind of positive male image does that set for your fucking son? So when a mess happens, let's just fucking completely scramble, throw all our fucking paper down on the ground and fucking puke, and then wait for mommy to clean it up.
Well, it would have been too much of a production.
Anna! Do you have the paper towels in the kitchen? Donna! Kayla! Come on, Jerm. You can't just fucking expect people to do shit for you all the time.
Listen to me. It would have been too much of a production for me to take care of this. I would have had a breakdown. So she came home, and this is what she did, which made me even more nervous. When she came inside, she tried to plunge the toilet herself, and unconsciously, the plunger sort of went inside out, and she took her bare hand and inside outed it with her bare hand, and now her bare hand is contaminated and cannot come in contact with me.
And then she cooked you dinner later on.
Well, I insisted that she pour bleach on her hand.
Shut the fuck up! Bleach doesn't do anything, you said.
No, it does plenty. It does, but that the raw sewage was backing up from other people's toilets, probably, and it came into my house.
And now it's on your wife's hand, the one that caresses
right,
your
exactly.
face.
Exactly.
The one and that caresses your face and holds the carrots that you're about to eat as she chops them.
Well, you know.
Every little potato she peels is now going to be on that contaminated hand.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And
what if she decides, hey, I'm going to, she's going to go ahead and jack you off one night. Now you're contaminated. And it's probably in your bloodstream because maybe she slipped over the tip.
You know what? Please don't talk like that with Pony in the room.
What?
Okay?
Don't say what? Because our friend Pony, the red name, as we've discussed many times
Pony,
before.
Pony, I did want to say you left before. I'm very embarrassed and I feel very awkward when he uses expletives.
Listen,
and foul language.
I'm trying to give her a proper intro. You're just being rude and trampling her, the quality intro she deserves. Pony is an admin on Pal Talk. You know this because she has a red name and an at sign in every single room she goes into. She's a lovely
right.
lady.
She's
and,
a very nice.
For some reason, you don't like when I say things like cunt, cocksucker. Baby shit, asshole, fuckface, cunt, motherfucker, shit, cock. You don't like when I say things like that in front of her.
Right now, I'm very embarrassed, and I'm pretty much blushing, and I apologize for his behavior, Pony.
Our new friend, Sure Thing, 826, is checking in with Penis Wrinkle. Penis Wrinkle, Jerm, what do you think of that?
I've not heard that term before, but I do like it, thank you.
You do like it? You like penis wrinkles?
I never had it, but whatever.
You never
May
had
I finish
a wrinkle?
My story? May I finish my story?
The thing is, the fact of the matter remains, you just said that in front of Pony.
Pony, I'm kind of bewildered right now because of bad words that he just said, and I'm feeling very embarrassed and I'm mortified.
You're also nervous from the whole toilet thing, and I understand. You've got a certain respect for older women. It's okay. I mean, I've had the toilet problem too in my apartment that you stalked a while back, the one that you took pictures of, you know, and put on your webcam there.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, the one I lived in college. It was what amounts to a dump. Most people would call it a dump. The bathroom was worse than pretty much any public restroom I've ever seen. Not in the way of, like, mess, but in the way of, like, amenities and tile selection. It's just fucking bright pink and dark, dark black chipped tile all over the place. A really, really old, like, blue toilet. And you know that, like, if you have a colored toilet, you know it's from, like, the 60s or 70s. They don't even fucking make them anymore.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt. So, that thing used to overflow all the time. It would just overflow. I mean, this is why I kind of know that you don't you have this knowledge that when you flush, water is going to rush into the bowl. At least I do. I'm not the one that's going to fucking unroll 8 rolls of Bounty and just fucking panic and then collapse and dry heave until my wife comes home, because I don't have a wife and I'm a fucking sensible being. But this thing overflowed all the time. And there was one time when I would just wait for the landlord to take care of it. Like, I wouldn't plunge it. I wouldn't do shit. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not pissing here. Let these other assholes deal with it. I'm going to go piss in the dining hall, bitches. And I'd leave it there. And there was one time when my girlfriend's dad, who drove 2 hours to visit his studious daughter, had to piss really, really bad, and he happened to be in front of our apartment. And I had to turn him away because our toilet was brimming, like you said. I did nothing about it. It was fucking brimming, and I'm just like, yeah, listen, you can't go up there. Why not? Well, our toilet's, it's overflowing. He looked, like, so heartbroken, Jerm.
Well, I mean, you, as we know, you're not concerned with cleanliness and whatnot. We've discussed that you will put your bare ass on a public toilet bowl seat. Did this...
I will. If hold on now. Don't paint me out to be some kind of some scat fiend, because I'll use a fucking public toilet. I'm not going to shit on a muddy seat. I'm going to... If it's clean, reasonably clean, not wet, and there's no scaliness on it, I'll use it.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
What I was saying was, when this happened to you, I mean, were you repulsed by it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to go in there. So I would just leave it for the other people. I roomed with 3 other people. I mean, we had a whole floor. So there was 4 people living on the second floor in total. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I got my piss out. I'm going to go. If I have to shit, I'll go to the dining hall. Whatever. And it gets to the point where you can't even piss in there anymore. And the sink doesn't look attractive, and the shower doesn't look attractive, so you can't piss anywhere.
How?
Have you ever pissed in the sink, Jerm?
Of course not. Why would you ask such a ridiculous, ludicrous question?
You've never pissed in a sink?
Of course not. What do I have, an animal? Why would I do such a thing?
Well, maybe you have to go really bad. Or maybe you just want to see if anybody's
going to catch you. You've pissed in a sink
in
your life.
Yes, I pissed in a sink.
Are you an animal? Are you a Neanderthal? Why would you piss in a sink?
Well, first of all, Neanderthals didn't necessarily have sinks. So I don't know if that's a qualifier of me being a Neanderthal.
Don't take everything so literally, New Style. What? Please relay the occasion why you would piss in a sink.
Well, I'm at a party. There's a long line. And people are pissing in the toilet, in the shower, and in the sink. So I pissed in the sink.
Okay, so you pissed in a friend's sink, more or less. Is that what you're saying?
No, really, just an acquaintance. I was just there to
Would you be?
People.
Let me ask you a question. Would you be thoroughly pissed off if somebody pissed in your sink?
Yeah, I would.
So show some respect to other people.
I didn't really like the guy. And sure thing, 826 sending in some feedback. You can send a quick note to the show. Drop an IM to DJ New Style Radio, or just send it on Pal Talk. He says, he or she, whoever the fuck it is, says, I've done that before too at Rutgers. It seems to be the thing to do at a Rutgers party, to piss in the sink. And you know you can't leave your fucking toothbrush out. Like, some people leave their toothbrush right on the sink. You know that shit's getting pissed on.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that so where did you climb on top of the sink? I mean,
why do you have to climb? You tiptoe it up, drop it in, and fucking let it go. It's not that hard to do. I don't have to squat to piss. Like, I don't need a fucking grapple.
And how did you feel about yourself when you were doing that? I mean, did you feel
awful? I gotta say, I felt quite relieved. I really had to piss. I really, really had to piss, and it was great.
You're not showing respect for other people's property.
Yeah, but he had fucking Milwaukee's best, so he wasn't really showing respect for me.
I see.
You know, you got to go a little bit higher than that. The beast is not... You serve the beast, you're going to get your sink pissed in.
Right, right.
That's right. Natty Ice, I might be able to forgive. But nobody makes me drink the beast and has an unpissed in sink. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jerm. Does that make me a bad person?
It doesn't make you a bad person. It just shows a lack of maturity by doing something like that. I sure hope that you will not do this in the future.
I don't plan on it. I really don't want to go and piss in somebody's sink.
Please don't tell me you've done a double decker type of situation.
It's an upper decker. I don't know upper what kind decker. Of feat you're trying to perform, but the upper decker is where you shit in the top of the tank. I think pretty much everybody fucking knows that now. But I've never done that because who cares? You shit in the tank, and then the next person who flushes it has a good old healthy Luca-sized log right in the fucking bowl. And then the person in line after them gets to see that, oh, this guy didn't flush. When in reality, he did, and that was his demise.
You know what? My wife has this terrible habit of forgetting to flush.
Does she?
And it drives me up a fucking wall.
Wait, your wife is how old?
She's 38.
38. She's been on this planet nearly 40 years, and she can walk out of her own fucking bathroom and not flush?
It's number one only, not number two.
Oh,
number one.
Oh, it's forgivable. Because you can just leave fucking chamomile tea in the fucking toilet bowl, and that's acceptable. You got to look at the water. If the water's not clear, you got to flush it, even if it's a little cloudy. I don't care about mineral deposits or anything. If the water's cloudy, you need to flush again and wait until you can. I don't need this. I don't care. Some people will wait until, and they'll give you the common courtesy of waiting until the fucking bowl is ready to be flushed a second time. To take care of the mistake that they made. I happen to not be one of those people. If I can't flush for some reason, I'm just going to fucking leave. I'll piss in your sink.
Yeah.
But she fucking leaves it in there?
Well, may I finish?
No.
Okay.
No, please do.
A lot of times she does this during the night because she says that if she flushes, it'll wake the children up. To me, I don't care. I'll flush it 10 fucking times because I'm not the one getting up with the children. So every night during the night, if I have to take a squirt, I go to the bathroom.
Please don't ever say that again.
I go to the bathroom, look down into a bowl full of crimson liquid. So
wait a minute. Wait, is she menstruating into the fucking bowl? Crimson liquid? Is she? Why is it crimson?
Maybe I picked the wrong color.
Red?
No. What's a color for a pale yellow?
That would be vermilion. No, it's fucking... it's yellow, asshole. Just fucking say yellow. Amber, you don't have to be fucking fancy.
Okay, I apologize.
You better. You almost painted your wife as a fucking cancer patient. It's not polite.
No,
it's
not at all. Polite. Not at all.
We don't want to worry here. I mean, with this toilet thing and everything. I mean, God. Maybe she wants to live to see her mother's 61st birthday. Because I think over the weekend, Jerm, it was... a very merry 60th birthday for your mother-in-law, your wife's mother, and I just have to guess that everything went very well, and you were very welcome. Was it 60?
Really.
How old is the old bag?
She was 60 years old.
Okay. And what happened?
And we had a surprise birthday party for her, of which yours truly had to put in dinero.
So you had to pay a little bit to make this party go off without a hitch. Let's give a little background here. You're not exactly your mother-in-law's favorite person.
I'm hated by her.
Okay, I put it a little bit too gently. She hates you.
Yes, and I've been told that many times.
Why does she hate you though?
Because I don't put up with, I don't kiss her ass pretty much. If I don't feel like saying hi when I enter into a room, I won't say hi. And she has problems dealing with that, and that's her problem. She has two sisters. I get along with one of the two sisters. I've actually gotten to a physical confrontation with one of her sisters.
Wait, what kind of physical confrontation?
She attacked me.
Why am I laughing at this? This is a horrible thing, but it's hilarious with you for some reason. She attacked you how?
She ran after me and jumped on me and grabbed my neck.
What the fuck could you have possibly done to get this woman to run after you and cling on your neck?
Well, in this particular instance, it was, I believe, a 4th of July party. And we were underneath a an awning. It's not an awning, but like a covered patio. And the nails from the covered the roof that the nails that nailed in the roof protruded out of the underneath the cover. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Basically, no. But just fucking keep going.
Well, we had a water balloon situation. So, long story short, I took the water balloon, I threw it up so it hit the nail that was protruding out of the covered patio, and the water balloon landed on her head, and she got pissed off at it.
So, somehow you caused the water balloon to break on her head,
correct,
and she decided that she had to cut off your fucking oxygen supply.
That was just the icing on the cake. She's just a horrible person.
Okay, so she's a very bad person. I noticed you're twitching a lot now. Are you a little nervous?
A little bit, because I'm hoping that, you know, people, a certain someone cannot, does not know what I'm talking about.
A certain someone upstairs, that has to clean up your shit and pick up after you and serve you tea,
yes,
and answer,
yes,
doors and get bellowed,
yes,
at from the basement and,
yes,
has given birth to your kids and recently,
yes,
had a mother turn 60.
Yes.
I think we can all put it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like kissing strangers. I don't want to kiss people I never met before. So she had coworkers that were part of the people that were invited to these things. She used to work for Bell Telephone before it was called Verizon, and she has workers that were there, and these are ladies in their 80s and 70s
This is your mother-in-law's friends.
Right, my mother-in-law's friends, and these older women are covered head to toe with liver spots and raised
oh my god, moles with the hairs on them, like the moles,
right,
you can tie yarn around.
Right. And I had to, this one lady came up to me and kissed me, and the hair from her mole tickled my chin.
Oh, did that gross you out? I mean, like,
I literally had to get my Purell from my pocket and pour it on my chin.
Splash it on, like, aftershave.
And I had
just throw Purell on your fucking chin.
And I had just shaven, and I saw stars from the alcohol that was in the Purell.
I'm sorry. You are a fucking lunatic sometimes. Really. There's no germs necessarily on a mole. You realize that, right?
Well, that's a stupid statement. There could be germs anywhere. There could be germs right now on your chair. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we better take a break.
All
right. I got to Purell my chair. Okay, like, for real.
Yeah.
Why don't we go take a quick break here? It's gonna be the second episode of Frank's World from Cincinnati. Have you been following the series, Germ?
I've been following it and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, this is a new one from Dan, and then we're gonna go right into another session of Germ Freak Radio, another rousing session of Germ Freak Radio on the DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back and we're gonna continue with Germ's eventful surprise birthday party for his mother-in-law.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Previously on Frank's World from Cincinnati.
You're pretty, you know, you're a guy that's really got a handle on everything that's going on today with the kids. Not.
Listen, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and it's starting to aggravate me now.
Look, Frank, he doesn't even own a gun. So he doesn't even need a gun rack.
I mean, just today I was at a donut shop, just really bored playing with my donuts. I had a cruller and, you know, one of those long ones you dip in the coffee cup, and I was kind of just playing. I'm like, hey, Mr. Donut Head Man, who's trying to kill you? I don't know, but you better not. And I just kind of remembered something you said. It was, you know, never.
What the f- listen,
Frank's World from Cincinnati. See Frank Garth Kaskai.
The DJ New Style Show.
This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track.
Fucker!
Let me do it over. Let me know when. Let's do it over. Let me know when. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track in many commercials and high... Fuck! Let me know when you're ready. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980.
I knew I wasn't feeling it.
Go again. Let me know. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track in many commercials and high-profile media. The band was you ready? This song reached number... I'm going to try not to curse. This song only reached number 48 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1980. However, it achieved greater success later in the decade when it became a popular background track in many commercials and high-profile media. The band adopted its name because it formed on Valentine's Day, 1977. It's the Romantics with What I Like About You.
DJ New Style Show.
When I hear this 1982 classic, I think of nothing but swimming pools, air bubbles. I didn't like that. Hold on, let me do it over again. When I hear this 1982 classic, I hear... I fucking spaced out. Let me know when you're ready.
Should we do 18 takes on this, or should I just fucking, call it a wrap? Take 5.
When I hear this 1982 classic, I think of nothing but swimming pools, air bubbles, and Phoebe Cates.
Did you jerk off to that scene in the movie?
No, I did not. I don't even think I knew what that was when I watched it for the first time.
You know, I didn't even know what he was doing in the bathroom when I saw it the first time. I didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
So you didn't get the joke?
I did not get the joke. I didn't know what the fuck he was doing in there. Honestly, I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't realize it until a few years later.
So after you began jerking off and you watched the movie, did you actually jerk off to that scene again?
No, I did not, New Style. No, I did not. Maybe that's something you do.
I don't know. Masturbate to naked tits. Sounds crazy.
Right, let's move on.
And here it is. The Cars moving in stereo. Thank you.
No, I'm supposed to say that part.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's The Cars with Moving in Stereo.
It's so easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through a window. It's so easy to move with the sound.
Internet, I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches. Absolutely nice to meet you. My fucking mic just conked out, but what the hell else is new? Welcome back to the DJ New Style show. Shit number five on the day, done Luke style. And by that I mean I dropped a few chocolate mini muffins and yelled out, "Wipe me." Germ, what do you think about that? You back?
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
I think it's I don't think it's possible to move your bowels that quickly.
I did it pretty quickly. Germ, how do you think you performed on Germ Freak Radio on this first half of the break? First break of the half or whatever the fuck.
I think it was very professional and very well produced. Thank you.
I think you're doing a good job as the co-host here. And I do get a lot of emails, from people that listen to the podcast and people that listen live and all that. But one particular listener here, Drew Tyre from Arkansas. I don't know how the fuck he found it, but he did. I don't know how you found me, but they found me. Run for it, Marty! I don't know why. I just get into fits of Back to the Future rage. He says, he sends me a message on MySpace with the subject, Germ Freak? And I say it like that because there's a question mark, Germ. It says, I know this is delayed, but I really wanted to gauge what I felt about him. And I have class and work, and I got caught up in that shit. So, as far as Germ Freak is concerned, to be honest, I'm not really stoked by him. You guys get some witty banter going, but you're doing most of the work. See, this is why he's my favorite listener here. You do need someone who can keep up with you. Whatever happened to the likes of Whack Flash? You two were great together. Next to Big Rich, let's tip some out right now. Tips him out. I think he's been your best sidekick since Little Jimmy Rhodes. I even think Kent had his moments until he got too fucking moody. It's been about a year now since Rich passed away. It's too bad. He's good, but don't settle on Germ Freak. You should do more UFC talk. I love that shit. If I had Tuesdays off, I would call in and talk about it with you. See if Germ Freak will watch it with you. And if not, anybody else. That should be a regular bit. Just my opinion, I still fucking love your show. Everything positive towards me, Jerm. I love that. This guy's great.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you stayed up and read that. Thank you.
Why? Does it make you feel bad?
Not at all.
Did you feel slighted by Drew Tyre?
Absolutely not.
Well, I want you to. Why don't you reply to him? Because I mean, I think I can't really say much to him except the a big fat huge font emoticon smiley. Because I'm just so happy with everything he said about my end of the show. Well, why don't you respond to him?
Don't build up a big response. Like I'm going to give him a big response. He's entitled to his own opinion. You know, I don't care for his tone and his sarcastic comments. And, you know, why he's taking the time to even write is beyond me. He should be worrying about his school studies. Thank you.
Well, wait, what sarcasm did you detect in there? I don't think I saw any.
You know what? He's just trying to stick it to me.
Besides, he's from Arkansas, and we know that they haven't gotten into sarcasm.
Well, that isn't even a state, really. That's who knows what that is.
See, you're alienating one of our biggest listeners here by even being on the show.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to tune in.
It's okay. He's a good guy, though. Drew Tyre. And we have a birthday boy. Not yet. But soon, Germ. It's rare when an adult male asks for a birthday wish from somebody.
It's a little feminine.
It's a little feminine, yeah. But our buddy Big Cam 0202 is turning I don't know how old and I don't know when. So happy birthday whenever. Oh, 25 on Thursday. Happy 25th almost. Birthday wishes. I hope you get everything that you could ever want. Cake and presents and even hookers. Even hookers. Cunt, shit, fuck, cunt, cock.
All right, please. Pony, I apologize, Pony.
Pony is still around. That's my test. The minute you hear Germ get really embarrassed, you'll know that Pony is near. When I say cunt, shit, fuck, cock, fuck in the ass, fuck, cunt. Balls.
Pony, it just shows his
scrotum.
Scrotum. It shows his lack of maturity, Pony. I apologize.
So, my lack of maturity is because I say those things, those simple words. Vas deferens, Cowper's gland, scrotum.
Wouldn't Vas deferens be an awesome name for like a rock band or something?
It would be. I would go to every Vas deferens concert.
I'm sure that I would say 75% of the people have no idea what Vas deferens even is. So
I think that any fucking 12-year-old knows what it is, Jim. It's okay. Really not that advanced.
Okay.
It's not like knowing the names of subatomic particles. It's really not that fucking advanced.
Okay.
It's the name of something in your fucking dick. Okay?
All right. I hear you.
Now we hear you. It's very good. So, Germ, we kind of left off at your mother-in-law's birthday party. But what you had clued us into was a little bit more interesting. The fact that your in-law family just completely hates you and has, on occasion, tried to kill you.
Yeah, I've actually... her mother has actually locked me out of her house so that I could not get in. And I've had to bang on the door because I had left my stuff in there. I need to get it. I've had her brother-in-law attack me. He came and jumped on top of my head one time.
Wait, your wife's brother-in-law or your brother-in-law?
My wife's sister's husband.
Okay.
The sister
wait,
I don't like.
So wait, what did he do to you again? I missed it.
I was sitting on a couch and he just, he had a little step stool and he just jumped on my head.
So you make it seem like you're always just in a state of relaxation.
I'm
just
over
enjoying
there
yourself.
I'm minding my goddamn business.
Yeah, you and every other, you and every other black guy that ever got pulled over with no license. Just minding your own business, not doing anything wrong, officer. Where's my lawyer, officer?
Right.
Yeah. But, you didn't do anything wrong to provoke him.
Right, right.
To drag a step stool over to the couch so that he could jump on you.
He jumped on me and started attacking me.
Well, what did he do to attack you? Did he strike you about the face?
He tried to strike me, but I counterproducted.
You counterproducted? Like, you heard his plans and did something to ruin them.
I was proactive.
You counteracted.
I was proactive. I was, I prevented a disaster before it happened.
You gave him another hobby that would occupy his time and keep him from important tasks.
Right.
Yeah, counterproductive. That's good.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, pretty much that I don't get like I said, she's got two sisters and her mother. I don't get along with the one sister and her mother. The other sister I get along with.
So you blocked that strike, and did you hit back?
I did not hit back. That would have caused too much controversy.
Well, if somebody attacks you, Jim, you have every fucking right to punch back.
Well, he didn't get a chance. He didn't attack me at that point. I blocked it. I blocked it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but okay. So let's just say someone shoots you or shoots at you and misses. Should you not try to fucking kill them?
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
He hit you. Yeah, he missed. But he still tried to fucking hit you. Like,
right.
What if he had a knife in his hand and he missed? Oh, well, you know, I blocked it at least.
Right, right.
You should have hit him right in the fucking house that you're locked in.
Right. So
have you ever used the bathroom at that house?
Let me make sure my wife's Donna. Donna, you sleeping? What happened is her father was a complete an utter mess.
Oh my god! Here we go. Okay.
If you want real talk, let's get real talk, baby.
Hold on, Mike Nice. What do you think about about real talk? I mean, I don't know. What do you think about it? Mike Nice, seriously, what do you think about this real... I'm not going to ask you again, all right?
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous, but let's go anyway. Let's do this anyway, Jim. Let's go.
Okay. Long story short, her father, you know, he's passed on now, but he was a very obese individual. And I think we've discussed this on past shows. When he decided to go on the toilet, apparently there was not enough... airspace between the crack of his ass and the back of the toilet seat. So when he proceeded to excrement, if that's even a word, he left some remnants on the back of the toilet bowl seat.
So he shit and basically just ran it right into the back of the seat. Like, he couldn't even drop it into the bowl because he was such a big guy.
Right. And he was a slob.
Like, you know that his fat man ass cheeks couldn't have really parted that well that it was a clean break. Like, that thing, it probably looked like if you dropped brown paint into a folded sheet of paper. Like, it probably slid all the way down. Oh, my God, Would you just look at this germ? I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who might this be?
Ooh, Germ Freak. I know him.
What do you think of him?
I love it.
Yes, absolutely. Is this our friend Barbara?
Yes, it is.
Barb, what's going on? Are you calling from class now?
No, I decided to leave early.
Well, that's really studious of you.
I'm sorry?
It's really studious of you. See, you missed the entire conversation where Germ's son shit in the toilet bowl and decided that this is going to be the time I'm going to wipe myself, and takes about 18 pounds of toilet paper, wipes his little boy ass, and shoves it down the pipe. Only to cause a brimming toilet, which Germ, you know, decided to help his son out by flushing and causing it to go fucking everywhere in the house.
You dope, Frank. Why don't you have proper plumbing, Frank?
Frank, why are you clamming up?
I'm not clamming up.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt the conversation. It's going so well.
You're part of the conversation.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. So what's up there, Barbara, if I may call you that? You still on your way to playing hooky like you did last night or what?
She just said
she played hooky last night.
She said she left class early.
Oh, okay.
You know why?
Acting class.
Because when it comes to free time, she
love it.
That's right.
And what's been going on? That's all you've been talking about?
Well, we've been talking about that. We've been talking about the various murder attempts that have taken place on Frank by his in-laws. We've covered such topics as clogged toilets, you know, from both sides of the host and co-host. We've read Drew Tyre's, he's a dedicated fan, his MySpace message, which basically just denounces Germ. And we even had a break of Germ Freak Radio. Aren't you that guy? You just missed it. You just missed all this stuff because you had to go to that pesky school shit.
Yeah, well, believe me, I'd much rather be listening to your show.
Why?
Today we did a skit.
Wait, why would you rather listen to the show? Should I play it or are you going to say it?
Because I love it.
Oh my god.
Ooh, whoops.
What was the skit about, Barbara? You said
we had to make it up. And, of course, I'm with the old guy and the girl that can't stop laughing. So we made a skit in which she was pregnant. And I was a doctor. And I caught the baby. And then I told the father to go long. And he caught it. And they all thought it was hilarious.
Oh, snap.
So I left.
And then you left after that. After you got the big laugh, you decided to not push it.
You left on a high note.
Yeah.
I guess so. So you want to call that a high note.
It's a pretty high note.
Give you
we have the soon-to-be birthday boy, Big Cam, here saying that that's hot.
Oh, is he in New York City yet?
I don't know. Is he?
Are you hanging out with him?
No, he's. Am I going to hang out with him?
Mm-hmm.
You said you were, and I was going to tag along. So
no.
Just let me know when you're going to arrange that meeting, and I'll meet you guys there. Now, I've given Cam my number. We may throw back a beer.
Oh, so he'll call you then? Okay.
Yeah, he'll call me when he gets. What am I going to do? Wait at an airport? And just fucking wait, look at the bags, and go, oh, that looks like Cam's bag. No, I'll fucking hear from him when he gets here.
No, you gotta take him out to the clubs and everything.
Yeah, I'm a big club guy. Germ, you're the club guy, right?
Not in a long time.
When was the last time you've gone to a club?
Probably about, I'd say, maybe 8 years ago. I used to hang out in Hoboken a lot.
What, eight years ago?
Something like that.
Wait, That's not that long ago, really. It's kind of creepy.
Did you go with your wife?
No. She had to take care of the kids.
What was your favorite music from back then?
it's the same as now. But I remember they used to play in every single bar I went to. They used to play the Neil Diamond song, "Sweet Adeline." Every fucking
Sweet Adeline. Yeah, I remember that song. That was amazing. It was from his barbershop quartet days.
Yeah. So every time I go to a fucking bar, they gotta play that goddamn friggin' song, and I'm sick of hearing it.
Sweet Adeline.
Isn't that the name of it? Sweet Adeline. Sweet
no.
Adeline.
You just apparently don't listen. It's they
I
fucking.
Like Sweet Adeline.
It's great, isn't it? Sweet Adeline.
Oh, Adeline, it's such a good song.
Yeah, I know. I just wish that we could hear it.
Me too.
I know, Jerm. How does it go?
It goes. Sweet Adeline, yo ho ho, you make me feel so good, so good, so good, so good. That's pretty much it.
That's how it goes? You sure?
Yeah.
There's more words.
There's got to be more words.
Well, I don't know the rest of the song. I just know that the audience, when they start part, they go, ho ho, yo ho, how are you?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Jesus Christ. Jeremy, you've got to be kidding.
Did you dance at these clubs?
I will never dance in my life.
Does this sound familiar to you at all? Listen! You got the lyrics wrong!
Where began?
Neil!
I can't begin to know him.
It's amazing, he's playing a club in Hoboken. I don't know why I have the live version.
It's growing strong.
Yeah, whatever. It's Sweet Caroline, asshole.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Spring came, the summer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just skipping through this. Reaching out. Sing along, Jerm, if you know it.
Touching me, touching.
Come on, here it is.
Sweet Adeline. Ho, ho, ho.
So good. So good.
So good.
Barb, what do you think? What do you think of his music? Now, I'm not trying to pressure you into doing a certain sound clip, because I could easily just do this. And I could have the volume up while I did it, too, because that would be awesome.
I love it.
But no, seriously, as a singer, does Jerm have a future?
Well, I think with a little bit of coaching, I'm sure he could
Will you coach me?
Jesus, the minute you said coach, he's all over you.
You coach me?
You didn't even get your sentence out. Now,
will you coach me, goddammit?
Like, he was more just eager to be coached and trained than Daniel-san in Karate Kid. Except you're not a now-dead slope who fixes bikes.
Jerm, do you know the scales?
I know, yeah. Every little boy deserves fudge.
There's no L. There's no fucking L note. First of all. Well, you see, you know what? Sing the L note for me. Let's hear L.
Oh, I don't know how it goes. I just know what they stand
for. Every little boy deserves fudge, is what you're saying?
That's the first. That's an acronym of some sort.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So, let's hear it.
It starts with
a certain word, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, la, so.
All right. Now, Jerm, it's do, re, mi. Go type this. Type this somewhere. Do, re, mi.
I got something for
fa,
you.
Fa, so, la, ti, do.
Here it is. Wow, this is a 5-minute fucking song. Let's start at the beginning, Jerm.
A, B, C. Come on, Jerm.
I don't know it. You handle it.
Now you.
Repeat after her.
Do, re, mi. Do, re, mi. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Just stick to Sweet Adeline, okay? Let's just do that.
Yeah,
I think you got it knocked.
Nowhere.
If you could, you could do a solid cover of "Sweet Adeline," you know, the classic song by Neil Diamond. Barb, I don't know if you can help him. I really don't think that you've got any hope in turning him into a quality singer.
I think Frank could try out for American Idol.
Oh, I think he has to.
Yeah,
I think he's actually too old, though. See, you're too old now.
I am too old. I'm too old.
That's true.
For a lot of things.
For what?
No, I mean, I cannot.
Like what are you hinting at, Frank?
No, I'm just saying.
Just out with it right now. What are you too old for?
If there was ever, if they ever reinstated the draft, I'd be too old to be taken. And things of that nature.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
I think I'm at that point. 26, I think, is the cutoff. I'm 27. So no war for me, bitches. But Big Cam, who's turning 25, can still die in Iraq. Congratulations. Thursday's your day.
So, Bob, do you get along with your classmates?
Swimmingly.
Do you guys go out to, like, a coffee bar after your acting classes?
No, we don't.
I see.
Germ, our buddy Dan wants in on the conversation. He's the guy behind the Frank from Frank's World from Cincinnati or whatever, episode 1 and 2. I should know the name of it, but I'm an asshole. He says you're too old for breathing normally. Just one of the things you're a little too old for. You got a little problem breathing.
I have really bad asthma, and the weather's changing.
Sucks to your asthma! That's right. That's a literary reference, kids. Read up. Read up.
Okay, then.
You know what, Frank? I hate you.
Feelings mutual.
Oh, that's not nice. Why would you do that to me? Why would you say that you hate me as well when I say I hate you?
Who called who today?
Pardon me?
Who called who today?
Mm. I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Who called who? This guy's a bore here. Jeremy,
okay.
Never mind. You don't know what it is. It's actually pretty inside. Most of the listeners listening now have no idea. It's pretty much just you, Barb, and Dan. Those are the people that know. And I get it, too. I was able to play along. But nobody really knows. So, you know what else you're a little too old for there, Jerm? Maybe this. I don't know.
If you want to show me that 21-year-old pink love nest, then we can talk and work it out, baby! Give it to me, motherfucker!
Might be a little too old for that. Pink. 21-year-old love nest.
Taken out of context.
Well, wait, you just said that in front of Pony.
Pardon me?
How could you say pink 21-year-old love nest in front of Pony? Isn't that rude?
That was taken out of context. You put different clips together.
Barb, do you think he's being rude today?
Yes, I do. This borders sexual harassment. I'm not going to take it.
And she doesn't have to, either. I saw a commercial in 1987.
I'm not wearing a pencil skirt.
Hey, we're talking about your job here. God, why do I remember every single commercial I've ever seen? I don't know. So are you done with classes for the week? Or when is your next day of school, young Barbara?
Tomorrow at I don't know what time.
Hey, I want to ask Barbara a question.
Oh, well, just go ahead.
Barbara, what happened? Somebody shit in your pocket? Thank you.
We already have like 8 clips of you saying that, Frank.
Well, make 9.
Barbara, did somebody shit in your pocket?
It's good you didn't stutter as much this time, though. That's good. Sounds like popcorn's being made in the middle of that fucking clip. Anyway, Barb, so tomorrow you have a class and you have no idea when. Is it an early class?
I think it's a night class.
Oh.
Like at 7. Math class.
Well, it's morning for you, though. Right? Morning for you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, whatever, okay? Whatever.
I also haven't been to this math class much, so I really don't know what's going on.
Well, how many weeks into the semester are we? Because since I'm a little bit older now, and my life is flying by rapidly, and I slowly approach retirement and then ultimately death, I have no sense of what the college semester really is like anymore.
We've been in school like 3 weeks now.
Jesus, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
God. Has the newness worn off? I remember that new feeling, and I loved it, but it wore off a little quick.
I didn't go to the first class for, like, every class.
Oh, that's a good way to keep the newness going. That's good. Stretch it out an extra week.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready for the summer to be over. I decided that I needed another week.
Yeah.
I was doing nothing.
Frank, have you ever missed a class?
In college, yes, I have.
In high school?
Not in high school, no.
You had perfect attendance in high school?
I had perfect attendance for all 4 years of high school.
Wow.
Ew.
That's pretty awful. I only know of one other person that has done that, and it's not myself. It happens to be my girlfriend. She has done that as well. But but it extends beyond high school.
Are you referring to Mrs. Newstyle?
No, there is no Mrs. Newstyle.
Oh, I see.
I'm talking about my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you have a wife that cleans up shit for you. And I have a girlfriend who has not missed one day of school up until her freshman year of college. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. You know what? Let's
okay.
Let's get a tepid round of applause for that.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I think she got a certificate and a discount.
Awkward.
discount at an ice cream place. That's what not missing one fucking day gets you. You get a couple bucks off a cone.
Hey, Bob, did you miss high school a lot?
Yeah, I went probably double the amount you're allowed to be out.
And how'd you get away with it? Because you felt that you can get away with it because of your good looks? Is that what you're trying to tell us all?
No, I got away with it because I guess people didn't really notice I was gone that much.
Oh, I see.
So you're a shadow, basically.
I would definitely agree with that statement, yeah.
Yeah, see, I was going to ask, when did you go to high school? Because I just have a feeling that, you know, 3 weeks in, people are still a little bit concerned about what goes on at school. No, definitely the first week, but you decided, what am I going to do? Get a syllabus? Go in?
Exactly.
Let's
exactly.
just cancel it.
Get yeah, the syllabus I made up a week story. Two.
You made up a story. What was the story?
It's not that I was...
What? Aw, oh, son of a bitch. This is what happens. Now I know how Germ feels like and how he feels in Germ Freak Radio. Guarantee you there's no audio going out. There's nothing. You could not have timed that better. Like, I didn't want that to happen. Don't get me wrong here. I just did not want that to happen at all. And I'm over here fucking around with a goddamn router and resetting internet connections and just all this bullshit that has to go on. I'm not on There Is No Radio now. Son of a bitch. Now I'm on again. I'm off again, on again. Well, goddamn is what I say. Very, very frustrated. Kind of frustrated. Pissing me off. I just don't know what to say anymore. But we do have a caller. Wow, it's amazing that we got one of our calls back, and it's not the fucking co-host of the show. That's
I was
going to
ask why Frank fucks up the phones every week.
Frank does fuck up the phone. I just have a huge, I have a huge picture of Pristine in the fucking room right now. I have no means of miking
so
in.
So lucky.
You know, oh, wait. Oh, I am. I'm very lucky. To have a huge picture of Pristine it should be the least of my problems. He is he's a good guy. Don't worry, Pristine. He looks all quizzical here. I said, hold on. I just have to set up the Pal Talk room, and all I've got is a gigantic picture of Pristine. And, you know, anyway, we got everybody back here. I don't know. Can I back this up a little bit? I had a fucking 8-minute tech glitch. You were about to tell me the excuse you gave for missing the first week of classes?
Yeah, this time it wasn't that I was pregnant like last semester. This semester it was that my grandmother died.
Okay, now you know you only have one of those lifelines left.
Yes, I know. I know. I can never use my grandmother again. Well, in this
class. Well, you could have two grandmothers, though.
I'm sorry?
Wow, Frank, that's amazing. Thank you. That was my point.
I use my kids as excuses all the time.
Just like in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, even before I saw that show, I'd say that they have high fevers or that they have to go to the pediatrician.
because I'm never on time for anything.
So you would say this to a client of yours, that your kid is sick. Sorry that your urgent need is not met. My snot-nosed kid who needs me to wipe his ass is a little bit under the weather.
Nobody's going to argue with the excuse of a kid's sickness. Nobody. So if you say that your kid has a 104 fever, they're not going to question that. I also use the excuses. I listen to the radio, the traffic report on the radio, and I find out where there's traffic backups, and I tell people that I was coming from that area. That's why I was held up. Thank you.
People aren't really as sympathetic to traffic, though, as a sick kid. I'm going to actually say now to Barb, you should, when you run out of grandmothers, you should start working on sick kids. You should just say that my kids are sick and I couldn't make it. I really wanted to
be
there.
Well, yeah, because I already have a child apparently now, so I might as well use it.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you make those excuses. You really have to remember your storyline that you're creating, because you are creating a storyline. You have to remember every arc, every child you may have had, or every dead relative or funeral you've been to, or motorcycle accident you got into. You have to remember it all.
If I could interject something.
No.
Okay.
Okay, please do.
There's a famous quote by Mark Twain, which I go by, and that is, always tell the truth because you'll have less to remember. Thank you.
That's amazing, except for when you lie about your kid being sick. And I'm sure you live by that, Jerm.
I never said I abided by it.
You said you did. You said you go by that.
Okay, can we move on, please? Thank you.
And now you're lying to me. And you know what? Mark Twain is pissed.
May we move on?
Yeah. A pony's leaving. Cunt, cock,
bye,
fuck.
Pony.
Fuck.
Pony.
Shit,
thanks
cock.
For coming in, Pony. Thanks.
Clit. Pussy
pony.
Juice.
Pony, listen. I apologize for New Style.
Cock steak.
He needs a lesson in manners and in treating women the right way. Thank you. Good night. Good night, everybody.
What was that, Jerm?
Good night, everybody.
Yeah! Jerm Freak, ladies and gentlemen. How you feel about Jerm Freak? I don't like how you say good night, everybody, like you're fucking closing out the Tonight Show.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, let's move on? So, Barb, how do you feel about Jerm wanting to just fucking dispose of you?
Barb, can I ask you a question? If you don't mind.
Because, you know, she doesn't already have one on the table.
Wow.
I mean, I did just ask her a fucking question, Jerm.
All right, go for it. Go for it. I have a question, whatever you asked her.
I love it.
Now, you know what? Never mind. Don't. You know what? Retract your answer. Frank's got a very important thing he needs to ask of you. Go ahead, Frank. Seriously.
I want to ask you a question, and this is something that I noticed that New Style does, which is very barbaric. When you eat meat, do you like suck on the bones and try and get the marrow out of the bone area?
No, I don't. I usually stay away from meat, but when I eat it, I'm not a fucking savage, no.
Okay, because that's what New Style does. He has this habit of sucking on bones, and it's really disturbing.
He has a habit of sucking on bones.
Now listen here, goddammit. All right, Frank. You know what, Frank? Why don't you do your Tonight Show exit right now, just real quick. Alright, just for right now, be silent. I tend to chew on roasted chicken bones every now and then. Just the ends of them. I don't eat the bones, nor do I eat the marrow. I just chew on them a little bit. Get the extra meat off. Because you know why? I like the way it tastes, and I don't want to get up and get more. That's basically what it boils down to. And I don't want to fucking have this strung out to some kind of a fucking euphemism or a fucking double entendre for sucking cock, Jerm. The way you're phrasing it is kind of an attack, and I don't appreciate
that. First of all, that did not even cross my mind, but now that you bring it up,
you just said sucking on bones.
Well, you know what, New Style.
And earlier, might I add, a clip I asked people to isolate was you said your son had a pretty nice load.
I don't recall what you're talking about.
Well,
okay?
You'll hear it about a million times on the future.
Listen to me, New Style. When you see that there's no more meat on the bones, give it up. Move on. Get another piece of chicken.
Jerm, it's not like I'm eating the bone. Okay, people.
Are you sucking on it? Are you getting the juices, the bone juices?
No, I'm not. Jesus Christ.
Are you getting the juices from the bone?
No! I'm not getting any bone juice.
All right, stop saying bone, Frank.
What would you like me to call it, Missy?
I don't know.
All right, good comment.
Love it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we all know she likes the bone.
Oh, wait a minute! Oh! Get right out of here with that! Yeah!
Yeah. This is the
thing. That's mean.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Barbara. Barbara.
Yeah.
You and your fucking hack jokes are the best.
Listen to me.
Vaudeville. Why don't you just spin your bow tie and throw a cane in the air while wearing a fucking flat hat? Made out of, like, fucking straw.
Yeah.
yeah.
But, all right, so, what's next?
Well, what's no, next? You wanted to paint me to be some kind of savage about eating these fucking bones.
Listen, is there any nutritional value of sucking on marrow?
I actually tried to Google the nutrition benefits or, you know, reasons not even to chew them or to do that, but... Every single result was, like, all dog-related, except for this one that I found, where,
Well, maybe that's a sign.
From lowcarber.org, which is, you know, this is the ultimate in fucking low-carb diet. Someone named It's the Woo posts a message on their forum, says, I like to eat bones, chicken bones especially. One of my favorite snacks, mind you, is microwaved bones with hot sauce and some ketchup. I know the marrow has a lot of energy and fatty acids, but do bones themselves have any value? What kind of poor fucking 1800s slave shit is that? I like some warms up bones, please. Mike Nice, I mean, you have to even believe that. That's kind of fucking, that's uncalled for. What do you think of that?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, completely ridiculous. You wouldn't be seeing that microwaving a plate of bones and hot sauce, would you? Wow.
This shit is... Ganza,
wow, apparently he's been drinking.
Fucking Baganza. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. He's really shocked and slow to respond. Now, I don't aspire to eat the entire chicken bone. My fucking mic keeps cutting out. But I just want to chew on the end of the chicken leg and get whatever meat is left in my meal. And that's it.
You must be a sight in a goddamn restaurant, man.
I don't do it in a restaurant. That's the fucking thing. I'm not gnawing at a carcass restaurant.
Why don't you do it in a restaurant? Because you realize that there's something wrong with doing that, you fuck?
No, there's certain things that you have to do for the public image that, you know, you just don't fucking care about at home.
You prick.
What?
You got a goddamn public image you gotta protect? Who the fuck are you?
No, I'm a human asshole. I'm not some kind of celebrity. It's the same reason you don't go out. Like right now, I'm in my fucking boxers. I'm not going to go to a fucking restaurant wearing my underwear. You put on clothes and you dress up to go places. That's Oh, you see now, do you? Frank, do you see?
Yes.
What color is that?
Oh, my next guest tonight, folks, is Germ Freak, who's a complete asshole.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Ustal. Do you take, do you ever pick your teeth with, like, a piece of the back of a matchbook?
No, I won't do that. I will use floss. Like, why specifically a matchbook?
A matchbook?
Well, just, like, any type of hard cardboard or paper.
Cardboard? Well, like, what? You can't fit, like, if you can fit cardboard between your teeth, you have a different dental problem.
Alright, whatever, this is not going well.
No, I know what you mean, though. Yeah, there's a... yeah, you should be showering on cam, and you should have a compound username made of one part primary color, and the other part primary liquor, with underscores, perhaps. Strahan. So what I'm saying is, Germ, there are people that do something like that. Like, there was a guy that, a kind of a friend of the family that we invited out to dinner. At the end of the meal, he takes a tea bag string and starts fucking going at his teeth like it's 8 a.m. at the fucking table. How completely disgusting is that? He's gripping the little tea bag and holding onto the little paper fucking little handle thing on it.
Did that offend you?
right between all his teeth. Yeah, it offended me, man. I don't want any shit flying out. I was across from the guy.
But you couldn't help not looking, right?
I mean, you had to look. You had to see what was going on. It's very much like the train wreck, car wreck type thing.
Right.
I mean, you don't necessarily want to see a dead body, but if you look over and you see one, what are you going to do?
Right.
Right. But, Jerm, I understand what you're talking about. I mean, but what brought that up in your mind?
Well, because you're doing barbaric things like sucking on bone juice. So
don't talk about Barbara that way. It's really not nice.
I'm not talking about
Barbara. Don't talk about her that way. She doesn't do that. Barb, have you ever seen anybody do something like that?
Yes, all the time. At barbecues, at events. I've even seen people do it at the dinner table. I guess they did it in a way where it wasn't too messy.
You better goddamn be sorry. When you hear me gasp and get ready to speak, it's almost to the point where I'm gonna fucking tap on the mic twice and then you'll talk. Okay, Jerm? Let's practice.
Okay, what I was saying with this, go.
Okay. Now, anyway, I mean, what you do in your house, like, I wouldn't think twice if I'm at a kitchen table, like, by myself, of doing that. I'm not going to do it in front of other people because it's fucking disgusting. Just like I'm not going to piss with the door open with other people in the house.
The point of not being a mess when you're eating is so that other people don't see it. And if there aren't any other people around, it doesn't matter, Frank.
Go face deep in a pile of ribs. You know what I'm saying? But you can't do that in a restaurant.
Do you know that every time Babada eats, she always turns her camera off? I'm wondering if she eats like a slob.
Now, you're talking about the Pal Talk room there.
Yes, yes.
Whenever she decides to have a meal.
Let me tell you, Barb, I'm
sorry to act like you're not here, because you are. Whenever you decide to eat, you turn your camera off.
Yes, well, I think it's kind of rude to eat in front of other people, especially on cam, when you're on cam just so that those other people can see you, and they're not eating, so I feel bad, so I turn it off. And, well, I don't want people watching me fucking eat. Thanks.
So, wait, you feel bad because you think it grosses them out, or because they don't have food at that point, at that moment?
Both.
Like, Ethiopians are watching you on Pal Talk, and it's just going to make them really jealous to see your fucking, your Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that point. Jerm, would you ever eat on while people are watching you in Pal Talk?
Of course, I don't give a fuck. I've done it many times.
See, you're a fucking animal. You're a barbarian.
But I don't eat like an animal. I eat properly.
Oh, okay, well, you know what, Jerm? I think you're just off base with this entire argument.
If you were to read the manual to all of your computers, it does say to not eat or drink near it.
But don't you, like, smoke?
That's bullshit, though, because you do eat near it. I guarantee you just turn off the fucking camera. And if I shook your keyboard, it would look like a fucking the bottom of a Chips Ahoy bag.
Her goddamn keyboard must be so covered with cigarette ashes. If you blow on it, it'll fly all over the fucking place.
Yeah, the fucking cookie crumbs. The crumbs are the least of your fucking problems. There's fucking ashes. There's other things in there. I don't even... You know what, Jerm? I'm not a germaphobe. But I wouldn't go near that keyboard if I were you. I would stay away.
Sometimes when I'm out of a certain substance that I like to partake in, when I don't have any, sometimes I can just shake out the keyboard and see
nothing
else.
Oh, my God.
Rolling up old pound cake, maybe a little bit of that substance.
Okay, maybe that means you have a little bit of a problem if you're sucking down your keyboard.
I used to know a kid in high school.
What is your obsession with sucking today?
He's got
my keyboard.
Well, to get little crevices in your keyboard.
Yes, I turn it over.
Yeah! Little crevices. That's right. There was a kid I knew in high school that was kind of like that, but it wasn't with a substance that was really difficult to get. It was with his parents' cigarettes. Like, he would take the cigarettes that had a little bit of tobacco left and try to create one super cigarette. So he's spending, like, an hour trying to roll just a fucking cigarette because he's too young to buy cigarettes and he's too afraid to ask his parents for some.
Aww.
Yeah. I think he's dead. I really don't know.
Aww.
He probably went nuts when he hit 18 and could buy all the packs he wants. I've been saving since I was 13. For this very day. Yeah. Well, I have to take a massive leak, and yet Yes, the number six shit of the day, by the way. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. I think at this point, I'm losing some kind of organs I just didn't know I had.
No, it means you're healthy.
That's nice. See that, Germ? I'm healthy.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I enjoy sometimes not going number two because it saves me time in the morning. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take a quick break and go into I guess the second half of Germ Freak Radio. Germ, I think you have a couple of your favorites coming up on this one. Why don't we go ahead and listen? And Barb, I don't know if you're gonna be around after the break, but thank you very much for calling. Did you say no?
No.
Wait, what's wrong with the show? I thought you hold on. I thought you
love it.
What happened to that?
I do. I'd like to listen to it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. And hey. Try to go to a class, you know, every now and then.
I'll try. Thank you. See you guys later.
All right, later. It's the DJ New Style Show on theresnoradio.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
The following track is a title song off this group's 1981 album. Asshole, wait till I finish and then you do that. The following track is the title song off this group's 1981 album. It's the Jay Giles Band. Listen. What are you doing? Why don't you wait till I say it and then do that? Wait till I finish the introduction. And then you could do your gay, goddamn, fucking, stupid-ass, quippy-ass, motherfucking, whatever. Stop. Don't say anything until I'm done.
Go.
The following track is the title song off this group's 1981... Let me call myself. Oh, shit. I said the instead of this. Following track is... Following track is a title song. My tongue was getting twisted. Following track is. Shit. I can't remember if I was saying the or this. Following track is a title song off this group's 1981 album. See? I knew you were gonna do that and I didn't even go further.
Alright, fine, go ahead.
Following track is a title song off this
group's. Frank is a faggot!
You know, first of all, I know what you're saying. You're saying Frank is a faggot, and I don't appreciate that. Now, listen, I want to get this done with. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I'll do it this is the last time. The following track is the title song off this group's 1981 album. It's the Jay Giles Band. And freeze frame!
Freeze frame?
Freeze frame!
Freeze frame?
Freeze frame!
Freeze frame.
The DJ New Style Show.
The title of this 1983 classic is slang for when someone quits cocaine then starts doing it again. Hence the repeated line, "It's a nice day to start again." It's Billy Idol and White Wedding.
I thought it was about his sister's wedding and her being knocked up.
All right. He said that song was written about his displeasure with his sister's fiance. However, there has been reference... Fuck, I can't even fucking think straight. There was a references in the song relating to cocaine, because White Wedding is that slang term. And also, there's several instruments used to smoke cocaine that can be seen on a counter in the video. When next time you see the video, you'll see on the counter, I think it's a kitchen counter, there's instruments to smoke cocaine.
What type of instrument? Like an oboe or a French horn?
No. A cocaine instrument to smoke cocaine.
Harpsichord?
No, probably like maybe a crack pipe of some sort, or maybe a scale.
No, a scale is what you play on the instrument. Are you talking about like a bassoon?
No, to weigh stuff, a scale to weigh stuff.
How are you going to weigh something with a bassoon?
What does a bassoon have to do with anything? There's no bassoon. Why are you so hung up on bassoons?
Is this a percussion instrument or a woodwind?
Listen, when I say instrument, I don't mean a musical instrument. I mean an instrument is by meaning a device. And think of the word device.
What type of device?
Listen, this is... devices, you know, like when you smoke pot, you could use like a roach clip or something. It's a device, you know, a device, something that aids you in the.
Well, you can get AIDS from doing coke.
I don't believe so. No, how could you get? No. Unless somebody's got blood on it and you snort their blood.
Let's say you're a cokehead and the only coke in the house has blood in it. Would you do it?
Of course, I wouldn't. Don't ask a stupid ass. What kind of ridiculous, stupid ass question is that? Aren't you an engineer, for Christ's sake? Yes, and something like that.
Can you just fucking intro the song then?
I fucking did it!
When?
Listen, I just read a whole paragraph about the song before you asked me the questions. Should I do it again?
Well, you can do it. I don't know about doing it again. That requires you doing it in the first place, but you can do it.
Tell me when to go.
White Wedding, take one.
The title of this 1983 classic is slang for once.
Of course you already did it, asshole. Here goes.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow. I've been away for so long. I've been
for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow. There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding. Woo! What's a nice day to start again?
DJ New Style Show. Bitches.
Bitches. Bitches. Ah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show on thereisnoradio.com. Brought to you by youtube.com/pristinesneakers. That's right. View all the clips, rate 5 stars, and comment positively. No negativity, bitches. And I said negativity. Whatever. No negativity, bitches! Why? Why be negative, Germ? That's what I ask you.
There's no need to be negative in life.
None. YouTube.com/pristinesneakers. He's got some anime remixes. He made, like, basically videos for really, really cool songs, and they're really well put together. The first one was good, I gotta say. Good. Second one, better. He's on the fast track. Fast track? God, I can't fucking talk, Jerm. I'm getting sick. Sick in the head is what I'd say. Because, Jerm, I don't know about you. I'm one of these guys that, when it comes to, like, good movies, a lot of good movies, people will talk about a movie out there like, hey, dude, you had to have seen this. You fucking, hey, how could you not have seen, you need to go see this right now. I have not seen most good movies out there. So I decided that, why don't we take a look at what is commonly seen. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
Who?
Your sinuses. What are your sinuses doing right now?
They're not doing anything.
That's right. They should be allowing oxygen to come in, but they're not doing that either. Holy shit, Germ. Anyway.
Let's continue.
What the fuck? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about some goddamn movie. Anyway, there's a certain site, I don't know if you've heard about this, the Internet Movie Database, Germ. They have the top 250 movies as voted by their users. And I wanted to go through the top 10 with you. Because I think you're kind of like me in the respect that you haven't seen a lot of movies that people would have expected you to.
That's true.
Very true. Why don't we start off right away? And by the way, why don't we open the lines up? 316-768-4472. You can Skype in DJ New Style. If you're one of these people that just hasn't seen some of the bigger name movies, call in and let me know what you haven't seen. And I probably haven't seen it either.
Even perhaps they could type it in the room if they're in Pal Talk.
Yeah, you know what? Type it in the room if you happen to be in Pal Talk. Send it to DJ New Style Radio on AIM. That's AOL Instant Messenger, of which, Frank, you're a new subscriber or new...
I am a new subscriber,
new
yes.
user. Welcome,
yes,
welcome to 1993. It's good to have you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Number 10, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, in 2003. This was voted about 216,000 times and received an 8.8 on IMDb by the users. I have not seen this movie.
I have not seen this movie either.
I would have guessed you haven't, but Jerm, to shock you even more, I haven't seen any of the Lord of the Rings movies. Despite all the buzz, haven't seen any of them. Not 1 minute, none of it.
Neither have I.
I mean, did you have an interest in any of it?
None whatsoever. The title bores me.
the title bores you? I mean, like, yeah. I hear really, really good things about it. I'm like, oh, it's... Bro, you gotta check this out, bro. How could you not have seen Lord of the Rings? I'm like, listen, I just haven't seen it, okay? You know. Dude, the fucking effects! They all get snippy with you. Hey! You know how many fucking monsters they got in this fucking movie at one time? Dude, fucking Frodo. Come on. And they tell me all this shit like I'm going to care. Because I've never seen the movie. I don't give a fuck. I haven't even read the books. And frankly, if you've read the books and you eagerly awaited this movie, then you shouldn't even be talking to me. I'm not in your league. You're a better person than I. Jerm, why did you refuse to see it? It was everywhere. It was huge. Won like every Oscar ever.
I'm not into that type of. I'm assuming it's like a fantasy type of movie. Is that what it is?
It's a little bit of a fantasy movie. Yeah, in the fact, you know, just in the way that there's fucking wizards throwing fire from their hands. I guess you could call that a fantasy movie. Yes.
It's just not my speed, man. It's not my style. I don't like those kind of. They're silly. Those are silly kid movies. I'm not gonna watch something like that.
Have your kids seen them?
No, they're too young.
Okay, so they're a little bit too young for that. This next one, number nine. It might shock a few people because I know this is Shawnee Murphy's favorite movie. It's actually my girlfriend's father's favorite movie as well, and I had to pretend that I saw it. It's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I hear it's brilliant. Never seen it. It's been voted 121,000 times by IMDb users. It's achieved an 8.8. So as far as everybody's concerned, Jim, this is about as good as Lord of the Rings.
Classic, excellent, wonderful movie.
Now, why? What makes it so good?
The acting, Nicholson is just superb. You have the supporting players. I don't know their names in real life, but it's just quality acting. And just a wonderful, wonderful flowing.
If you say tour de force, I'm gonna fucking stab you. You're using every single fucking gay cliche.
I've never even heard that term.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's really just.
It's a very,
fantastic.
Very, very.
It's sort of an enigma.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's good or it's bad. It's all you need to do. You don't need to fucking whitewash it or pretty it up for me. Just tell me is it good? Really, is it good? Why? Well, it's sort of a cornucopia of emotion. Bullshit.
Well, saying something is good is a little bit general, don't you think?
And then I asked you to elaborate. What makes it good?
I just told you.
The acting.
It's great. Nicholson is probably.
You spent about 5 minutes telling me why it was good, and you didn't mention the fucking story. You didn't mention any of the critical details.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Oh, yeah, you know, all the people that have avoided it for 32 years.
It's just about an individual, a corrigible gentleman, I suppose.
Wait,
who,
are these spoilers?
Listen. He enters in this facility, and it's just about his trying to take over the facility and ruckus and whatnot. There's a lot of famous people in that movie who later became superstars.
But that doesn't help somebody who's seeing it in 1975. Like, that helps somebody who saw it in 1992. But you can't bill a movie as good because, hey, listen, that guy in that movie was fucking amazing in fucking Fried Green Tomatoes. He was fucking hilarious.
Did you ever see a movie and then like 10 years later you saw the same movie and you realize that there's people in there that became famous that were not famous when the movie was originally shown?
Yeah, all the time. When I first saw it, this is one I had to scrape off my list, Apocalypse Now. I saw the director's edition or whatever the fuck they called it. It had some French word. I don't even remember. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The redo. The redux. Whatever the fuck. And I saw that, and I noticed Harrison Ford was in it.
Harrison, oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
I never saw
it. Then
the
again,
movie, so I...
fucking Harrison, you never saw it, see?
No.
I saw it. It was garbage. It was absolute garbage. And you know why?
Really?
And I have to say, because I saw that special edition where they added like 45 minutes of just garbage.
Right.
Absolute, just fucking boredom. And again, I was completely wasted. And this was, this was me drinking, Bacardi, what the fuck was it? Bacardi Orange in a Sprite bottle. Watching this movie, trying to make sense of it, and I'm just not having it. By the time they get to that Frenchman, I'm out. I'm just concentrating on finishing my 20 ounces of, of Bacardi and a splash of Sprite.
Right.
Number 8. Let's go right on to this one. This is, I don't know how I could have avoided this one for so long. I mean, this movie is as old as my dad. 1942's Casablanca. I feel like I'm doing one of your Germ Freak radio intros. 1942. Fuck! Casablanca has been voted 108,000 times, but yet it's only achieved an 8.8. And it's probably on every beatnik's best movie of all time list. The dude, Casablanca, man. Let me go play the bongos and put a candle in a Chianti bottle and sit in the corner of some fucking dank pub and write shitty poetry. Have you seen this one, Jerm?
No, I have not. New style.
Really? But, I mean, I thought your parents would have taken you to see this in the theaters.
I'm not that old. I'm not interested in those type of old movies.
You would never watch an old movie?
Well, you know, I take that back. To me, that's a chick flick of the 1940s. Thank you.
Yeah, but then again, like, why would they make anything for women besides Left Hooks and chores?
Oh, snap! This is how Kevin says it. Oh, snap! All right, go ahead.
That's not how I say it.
Okay.
Do you want to hear how I say it or no? I mean, for real, because you can stop fooling the public.
Okay.
This is. Are you? I mean, really? Do you really want to hear me say this?
Yeah.
You sure?
Okay.
Oh, snap! That's how I say it every time.
All right. Next movie.
Yeah, next movie. Number 7. This one I can't fathom. Anybody's not seen it. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, from 1980, the very year that I was birthed, pulled out. 174,000 votes from IMDb users. It's achieved number 7 in the ranks with an 8.8 rating. Jesus, that's a popular rating. Jerm, I know you've seen this.
I've never seen any Star Wars movie in my life.
What?!
You heard me, boy.
How did you avoid Star Wars?
I'm not interested in science fiction.
You had to have seen this, though. I mean, like...
I've never seen
it. When were you born? What year were you born? I'm not going to do the math.
I was born in 1970.
So you were 10 years old and you didn't want to see a movie about fucking spaceships?
I'm not into science fiction.
You didn't even know it was called science fiction when you were fucking 10.
It's just not my thing. I prefer to, I don't like fantasy bullshit kid stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's one of your favorite movies?
Oh, listen, famous movies, Goodfellas, number one movie.
So you like Italian films?
Not necessarily Italian films, but it's.
This is music. You'll never hear another soundtrack like this, except for the previous three movies that came out. That's ominous, son. Yeah, whatever.
There's certain movies that you could watch over and over again, and Goodfellas, Jaws, there's some of them.
So Goodfellas and Jaws. Guess what? None of your movies made it to this list.
Wow, I'm surprised.
And it's not that they're unpopular. It's just that the users of IMDb have sensed that you like them and thus have smote them down.
They're out to get me.
They are. So, Schindler's List, number 6. You've seen that. You had to have.
Never saw it.
You never saw Schindler's List?
Never saw it.
We were forced to watch Schindler's List.
Really?
Yeah, we were forced to in high school and in 8th grade. So I had to watch it twice. That was two... Go ahead.
Is it a depressing movie? I mean, I don't want to see something that's depressing.
I never pay attention. Because it's two auditorium days in school. Basically, it's just trying... put as many notes on the kid in front of you as possible and try to throw stuff and hit people and look like you didn't do it for 3 hours or however fucking long that movie is. I sat through it twice, don't remember one fucking lick of it. I know that Seinfeld in the show made out during it, but...
That's true. And Newman caught him and told Mrs. Seinfeld.
It's true. Prick. Cock blogger even. It's just, I don't know. I think you had to have seen that.
I never saw the movie.
Really?
I don't want to see something get depressed. It's just not my speed, you know.
All right. Well, I mean, you're more a guy of like shooting and violence, right?
Not necessarily. I like suspense type of things.
I like true. I like movies that are based on true stories. That's what I like the best.
Well, here's as true a story as you can get, I guess, because I really don't know. Number five, Pulp Fiction, 1994. 241,000 users on this site have voted it an 8.8.
Never saw it.
Never saw it either. I actually saw half of it. This is like this is the movie that people. Bro, you have to. How could you have not seen fucking Pulp Fiction? Oh, come on, bro, dude. You need to come over here and watch that right now with me. You, dude, stop what you fucking doing. We're going to watch this fucking movie. Like, it's like a, people like treat it like it's some kind of sin that I've committed that I haven't fucking seen this. Like an old woman trying to stop a kid from like touching himself or something, like really pulling him away and to get him to do the right thing. And in this case, see the movie. I didn't fucking see it. Who gives a shit? But
you know, it was Travolta's comeback movie. You know that, don't you?
I do know that. I know that. I've seen half of it. My brother-in-law gave me the DVD to watch about a month ago, about going on maybe a month and a half. It's been spinning in my DVD player since about two nights after he gave it to me. I watched half of it. My girlfriend comes in. She goes, "You're watching this?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm watching this. I've never seen it. People say I should really watch it. They actually suggest that I see it a lot, so I figured I'd watch it. I'm not watching this old crap." And she left. She leaves the room, and I just fell asleep. So I never saw the other half.
Okay.
And it's just been sitting in there. Spinning.
How was the first half?
Not bad. You know, it's
is
not.
Is it one of those things where it's hard to follow?
No, it's not hard to follow. I mean, you just watch what's going on, Jeremy. See, no movie's hard to follow. As you see things as a human, you tend to recall them. So as they call back to things, you'll remember them instantly because you have a brain. That's why. It's easy.
I don't agree with that, and you're trying to be a smartass by showing that you're just a superstar.
I'm not a superstar. How am I showing that I'm a superstar? I haven't even seen Pulp Fiction, you fuck.
Listen to me. Have you ever seen JFK?
Parts. I haven't seen the entire thing. Again, it was another auditorium day, man. You got to concentrate on like flicking shit and throwing gum in people's hair.
Right. All right, I'm just saying it's a hard movie to follow because they're like going from one spot to the next and whatever.
Yeah, and you know why? Because you fixate on things. You fixate on visuals. Like, God, that brick, it looks really dirty. Well, I don't know why he's touching that brick. He shouldn't be touching that brick. It's got some slime on it or something. What the fuck happened? Who's Jack Ruby? And all of a sudden the fucking movie's over, and you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Next.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction. I want to. Believe me, I'm working on it. So if you hear me say I haven't seen it, I'm going to tell you now that I've seen half of it. And to leave me the fuck alone, bro, I will not hang out with you, bro. Not even joking, bro. Number four on the list of movies, the top 250 movies that we've seen as voted by the users of IMDb. Seen or not seen, rather. This is given an Italian movie as it's a spaghetti western. And Alex Webbs, the hall monitor of internet radio, is informing me that there's 1 minute left in the show. Thank you. I have a hall pass. I'm cool to go to the fountain. Number four, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Jerm, have you seen this movie? It's not a fantasy movie. It's not sci-fi. Have you seen this?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen this one either?
No, I've never seen it, and I have no interest in seeing it.
Why not? Why do you have no interest?
It's foolhardy cowboys, Indians bullshit.
Foolhardy.
What am I, 10 years old? You know? Come on.
No, but when you were, you didn't want to see a spaceship movie.
I don't. You know? Listen, that's not my kind of movie.
I mean, how many times have we had to hear this fucking shit? You know, as fans of a certain radio show. I mean.
Oh.
Oh, it's not necessarily the.
That's not the one, you stupid fuck.
You know
you
what?
You try to make a smart ass, clever little dig there, and you fucked it up, New Style. You fucked it up.
So, what movies have you seen, Jerm? Jerm? Hey, Jerm!
Yeah, I lost you for a minute. What the fuck happened? Take another dump?
Yeah, I took another dump. What the fuck?
You lost sound. We couldn't hear you.
I don't know. Let me get a one.
Whatever. All right, next.
Let me get a one. Can I get a one? Give me a one, Jim.
I get a one from Skype, but I don't know if they're getting you, fucking animal.
Why am I an animal?
I don't think anybody can hear. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Why does that burping make me an animal?
Because I have the earbud in my ear, and you burp, and I can hear your stomach fluids in my ear.
That makes like certain Japanese subcultures. That's like a real turn on.
The flavor of a burp.
It depends on what I've eaten.
Like a Taylor ham.
A Taylor ham, yeah, absolutely. I do enjoy a Taylor ham burp.
Okay.
I'm not even joking, bro. Not even joking. Not 1 second.
Okay. Next movie.
Number three. I'm guaranteeing you've seen this one. 1974's sequel to The Godfather, Godfather Part Two, rated a 9.0 by 135,000 voters. Germ, have you seen Godfather 2?
Yes, I have seen that movie.
Okay, now why did you see that movie? That is a relatively old movie. I mean, you were 4 years old, right?
It's my culture. It's my Italian heritage that makes me want to see a movie like that.
It's a fantasy movie.
I also have a very high interest in those type of crime movies, if you will. Thank you.
Why? Are you a member of La Cosa Nostra?
No, I am not.
Really? Do you have any mob ties?
No, I do not.
Okay. You couldn't even, like, try to give the cool answer, but, yo, bro, one time at a funeral, my uncle came in, he had this fucking nice suit, and he gave me a gold business card and said, anything you need. And I got it, you know, I fucking have it. Anything I need, I'm gonna call him. I think he's in the fucking mob. Don't fuck with... And, like, I had a friend like that said he had an uncle that gave him a gold business card with like a number on it and said, you call this anything you need. And then he started trying to run the high school like a fucking, like it was a a block. And he was like the mob. He was like receiving tribute from freshmen. It was fucking really just horrendous. And he even rigged the student body elections. He had 500 votes for him. The other kid had like 200, but the class only had 300 people in it. So he probably he probably shouldn't have gone overboard like that. That's the thing. Germ, so what do you like about Godfather 2? Number 2, Shawshank Redemption, 1994. What?
You I don't like by you disrespecting me by cutting me off.
Number 2, The Shawshank Redemption, 1994. Have you seen this movie? I think you had to have.
I've never seen this movie.
Now, why? Is it because there's a colored in it and you're racist?
You know what? That type of comment does not need a response. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to ever get racist on this show. I mean, it's not what we like to do here, Jerm. We encourage quite another attitude. Thank you very much. Cut it. Even that stupid monkey, Morgan Freeman, who always plays God or a really smart guy or a knowledgeable partner. I don't know. We don't want to be racist on the show. But Shawshank was a great movie, man. And I don't know if it's the number two movie of all time, but IMDb seems to think it is. And, Germ, number one, I guess you've seen The Godfather, 1972.
I have caught that movie, yes.
Would it shock you that there are people that have not seen it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I haven't seen it. I have not seen the entire movie.
You're full of shit.
I have not seen the entire movie. I thought you said it wouldn't shock you.
As an Italian American, that's something that you have to watch.
I don't consider myself an Italian American. I mean, I'm half Italian. I consider myself a fucking man, okay? I don't need to rely on any flags that were waved by some fucking ancestors I never met. Okay?
You know what your problem is, New Style? You come off as though you're better than everybody else.
You're just a fucking Medigan. Let's go have some fucking Gallimard, huh?
Well, listen.
You fucking, hey, I'll fucking take my Brajol and fucking slap it across your fucking... How could you not have seen the fucking Godfather? You ain't... Hey, Anthony, he ain't even seen one. He said he saw parts of two. He ain't seen one. Ugh. How fucking terrible. And you condemn me for not seeing this because I happen to have an Italian mother.
I'm just surprised you haven't seen the movie, that's all. I'm not condemning you.
Your son is half Italian.
And that's true. And sometimes it's hard for me to it's hard for me to comprehend that my kids are not 100% Italian. It's hard for me to comprehend that.
Well, it's easy to comprehend. You didn't marry or fuck and knock up an Italian woman.
Well, I married a Medigan, and now I have I have half Italian, half Medigan.
So he can never be in the mob.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, is that sad for you, you think? Is that sad?
Of course not. Don't be so. That's a ridiculous
what
question.
What do you want him to be when he grows up?
I don't care what he is. I just want him, like I've said in past shows, I just want him to take care of me. That's all.
When do you think Luke will start wiping himself?
Yeah, I think Echo put it well.
What did she say?
He said a plumber.
You want him to be a plumber?
Well, that's very apropos for the scenario that we discussed earlier.
He's got to learn how to wipe himself first. You're listening to the DJ News Style Show. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 11. Special thanks go out to young Luca for shitting his pants and giving us about an hour of material. Oh, no, he didn't shit his pants, did he? He just shit your house, basically. Germ, thank you very much. Thanks go to Barbara. Happy birthday to fucking Cam on Thursday. YouTube.com/PristineSneakers. Fucking view them all, vote them all, comment on all of them positively. Bitches. Just don't ask me what it was. Wipe me!
I think it's cause I'm...
Wipe me!
I try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy.
Dad! Ah!
Try not to
listen! Dad, wipe me!
Till you cry.
I'm on the second floor!
You don't
I shit upstairs from you!
Yeah,